And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of September, 2010. 1892, on this day, an early version of the Pledge of Allegiance appeared in the Youth's Companion magazine. I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. 1952, on this day, Ernest Hemingway came out with his last novel, The Old Man and the Sea, which begins, "He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish." It's the birthday of the writer Ann Beattie, born in Washington, D.C., 1947, author of novels and short stories about baby boomers. First writings appeared in the early 70s in the New Yorker magazine. Today is International Literacy Day, designated by the UN, celebrated since 1966. Today, as UNESCO points out, one in five adults is still not literate. Two-thirds of them are women. And so literacy campaigns are now often linked to women's rights movements. There's a multi-million-dollar literacy campaign right now in Central California, Monterey County, the place that Steinbeck wrote about in Cannery Row and The Grapes of Wrath. At the beginning of the decade, one-fourth of adults in Monterey County were below a fourth-grade reading level. So there's free classes in reading and English and math for adults all over the county, lots of classes, lots of times, and lots of locations. The motto of the campaign, "Literacy is essential to freedom, and change is essential to literacy." One of the most successful literacy campaigns in the history of the world took place in Cuba in 1961, when 24% of the population was illiterate. And by December of that same year, only 4% was. Today, the UN lists Cuba as having the second highest literacy rate in the world. About 1 million people were involved in the literacy campaign in Cuba, 250,000 as teachers, the rest as learners. There were 100,000 middle schoolers and high schoolers who left school for 8 months to live in the countryside as volunteer teachers. There were 15,000 professional teachers left their jobs and went out to the countryside to teach. The government provided the books, which tended to be about the history of the revolution and its socialist ideals, including Fidel Castro's pamphlet, "History Will Absolve Me." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Eleanor Lerman, entitled "Small Talk." It is a mild day in the suburbs, windy, a little gray. If there is sunlight, it enters through the kitchen window and spreads itself, thick as a napkin, beside the coffee cup, pie on a plate. What am I describing? I am describing a dream in which nobody has died. These are our mothers, your mother and mine. It is an empty day. Everyone else is gone. Our mothers are sitting in red chairs that look like metal hearts, and they're smoking. Your mother is wearing sandals and a skirt. My mother is thinking about dinner, the bread, the meat. Later, there will be no reason to remember this, so remember it now. A safe day, time passes into dim history, and we are their babies, sleeping in the folds of the wind. Whatever our chances, these are the women. Such small talk before life begins. A poem by Eleanor Lerman, "Small Talk," from The Sensual World Reemerges, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.